December 1970, American Airlines. Dear Mr. President, first, I would like to introduce myself. I am Elvis Presley and admire you and have great respect for your office. I talked to Vice President Agnew in Palm Springs 3 weeks ago and expressed my concerns for our country, the drug culture, the hippie elements, the SDS, Black Panthers, etc. Do not consider me as their enemy, or as they call it, the establishment. I call it America, and I love it. Sir, I can and will be of any service that I can to help the country out. I have no concerns or motives other than to help the country out. So, I wish not to be given a title or an appointed position. I can and will do more good if I were made a federal agent at large. I will help out by doing it my way, through communications with people of all ages. First and foremost, I'm an entertainer, but all I need are the federal credentials. I'm on the plane with Senator George Murphy, and we have been discussing the problems that our country is faced with. Sir, I am staying at the Washington Hotel, room 505, 506, and 507. I have two men who work with me, by the name of Jerry Schilling and Sonny West. I am registered under the name of John Burroughs. I will be here for as long as it takes to get the credentials of a federal agent. I have done an in-depth study of drug abuse and communist brainwashing techniques, and I'm right in the middle of the whole thing, and I feel I can do the most good. I'm glad to help, just so long as it's kept very private. You can have your staff or whomever call me anytime, tonight or tomorrow. I was nominated this coming year one of America's 10 most outstanding young men. That will be in January 18th in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sending you a short autobiography about myself so you can better understand this approach. I would love to meet you just to say hi if you're not too busy. Respectfully, Elvis Presley. P.S. I believe that you, sir, were one of the top 10 outstanding men of America also. I have a personal gift for you, which I would like to present to you, which you can accept, or I will keep it for you for when you can take it.